April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Esther Margaret Ayers is a native of Marquette. She is a poet, a writer, and a piano and music teacher. She wrote the libretto of the orchestral song cycle, Bagadabe Niyashi, as well as the libretto to A Child's Requiem and White Stones. Today, she will read a variety of her own poetry.
Invocation. A late winter sun rises through the window of your word. Take the cold hands that hold this page and set them ablaze. Take also this lap, childless now, and let play there your honeyed light. Let slow blood warm to new courses of love, lips to new songs. Take these dim but dazzled eyes, even when I close them and turn to the cool shadows. Even then, let your golden promises fill my ears. Morning fog. Dog nails on linoleum, pacing for breakfast. The husky child scooping fistfuls of porridge, the plate clank and slop of the sink. We flee the house through the back door with steaming cups in our hands and cross the unmown meadow, weeds slapping our calves. Down at McCarty's Cove, we find the morning fog in sheets across the strand, making and remaking the bed of the day. Here, then, is our life, hands round the warm mug, sitting together on this hard bench in the fog that gathers, lifts, and gathers again. The sun does not come. But you, old friend, beside me you sit, whistling your tea-kettle tune, both freckled hands in your lap, forever peeling an orange. Wild berries. August is a woman of some reputation. She's been in the sun some. There's no hiding that. Part the Queen Anne's lace that grows round her throat, and you will find her breasts brown as dunes, coarse and soft at once there in her blue gown. Even among the white limbs of birches, where the water falling now takes its time tapping down the stone stairway, a ray of sun lights a torch of goldenrod there in the green moss. For the time being, she lies stretched out in full sun, curling and flexing bare toes, eating wild berries from her own lap with lips stained and shining. She's laughing as the grasshopper who has tangled himself in her hair rasps his love song into her ear. What if time and wind shall take her treasures, and winter gather like age upon her head? What matters most is all. She'll have her fill before her fall. Yet. So it's mid-September. It's not over yet. Stop your sorting, stop your filing, and go back out to the garden. Take this gift of morning sun and enjoy a little deadheading. Find the plants that can stand a little frost, then let your restless fingers nip and caress. Pinch those spent blossoms off, and these stems will bloom once more. Yes, we know, in every shadow the cold grows, but watch. Even as our dizzy globe careens into the long night, dianthus flowers until it dies, cosmos thrive in twilight, and golden chrysanthemum are yet in bud. White Stones for Lucas. It happens late, as I lie in bed, trailing my hand in sleep, the scream that doesn't stop, I always go. When I turn on the light, he doesn't blink, but goes on staring at the dark until I come between them, hold him close. I rock him and croon. When I think he's asleep, I turn off the light, still singing, lay him down. But he sits up, looks over my shoulder. He can see in the dark. He can hear what I can't. And he whispers, giants are coming here, mama. Giants are coming here. I offer him water, but he wants only the smooth white stones of lies, such comfort as I can give and give again. Nothing can hurt you while Mama is here. I stay until he's asleep. I close his door, feel my way back through the dark to my own bed. Only then can I hear it, my heart, only then the heavy tread. Waking, for Logan. Near the end of sleep I passed, among the strangers, touching every hand, until I came to my own son, who'd grown from man to child again. I knelt, his arms twined round my chest, and mine through his, no need of words in such deep rest. His smooth cheek upon my neck, who was blessing, who was blessed? As when I had to leave him with others long ago, I could not fight the law he must remain. But even so, it was enough to linger in this simple braid of grace, to know him who had come through me, and feel his breath come and go. Rising from sleep, my arms outstretched, leaving our embrace was less parting than I guessed. Awake now, I wonder if, far off in his own bed, in his own dream, we somehow, lucid, met. And though forgotten or unknown by him, yet may his arms be light and some fluorescence pass through him to song and string and stranger's clasp. And as for me, may dawn's gift last. For I hope now heaven may be this, to meet in dream the power still to bless.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.